This is the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Ron Oldie is joining us. He is from Palmer, Kansas, serves as the vice chairman of the Kansas Soybean Commission, but he's also the representative for the commission with the North Central Soybean Research Program. And Ron, you recently had a meeting and a tour that took place in Manhattan.
Yes, we did. We were the lucky state this year. Kansas got to host the North Central Soybean Research Program, and we have 13 states in our organization. And each year we travel to different states just to see what their research and just kind of keep up on all the projects that they've got going on. And so it was Kansas' turn to host it this year. So we were very proud to have them.
Where were some of the places that you toured in the state of Kansas?
The meeting was held in Manhattan, and we toured K-State Agronomy Farm in the Ashland Bottoms. Dr. Bill Schapall spoke to us, showed us some of the research that he had going on, especially in conventional and Roundup Ready trials. And then after that, then we went to the next spot with Sarah Lancaster, and she kind of brought us up to date on some of her weed trials. There's plenty of weeds to get plenty of research from.
What were some of the other things that were discussed during the meeting itself?
Basically, the summer tour is basically to review, you know, just kind of some of the projects and go over some of the things that we maybe needed to look at in the fall and through the winter and spring, some of the issues that may be arising. And then also on the tour, we toured the Conza Prairie. And boy, that really caught a lot of interest to a lot of the participants because it was very interesting. But those are some of the things that we did during the summer meetings.
In one aspect, too, I'm sure just talking with the other members from the 13 states, just hearing about the weather and how it's affected the condition of the soybeans as well.
That is true. And normal year, we have this, but it's more extreme this year. There's more problem areas than in the past. But, you know, beans are very, very vibrant, and get some right weather, they can pull right through.
All right. Ron, we appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Okay. All right. Hope that does you.
That is Ron Oldie, who is a soybean producer from Palmer, Kansas, serves as vice chairman of the Kansas Soybean Commission, but also is the commission's representative to the North Central Soybean Research Program, as he joins us on the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Learn more at kansassoybeans.org. For Kansas Soybeans, I'm Greg Akagi.